All right, welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on Saturday. What is today? The 13th?
13th.
Saturday the 13th? Is that a lucky thing, having a Saturday the 13th? I don't know. Reload ammunition. It won't blow up on you. No. It is Saturday the 13th. We're enjoying Saturday morning, as always, on the Gunsmith Show. Glad to be here with you. And on 103.1, The Ticket. Now, I hope you guys are enjoying the ticket, enjoying the sports talk all the time. I know there's going to be those that, wish we still had classic rock and roll on here, but we're doing good, man. This is, with times change, things change. We're the same, but we are on 103.1,
The Ticket
now. So I'm excited. Good things happening. This segment of the Gunsmith Show is brought to you by our good friends at Tri-County Roofing. Jacob, how do you get a hold of them?
Yeah, give Tim and the crew a call, 810-732-7740 for all your roofing needs.
I must have talked to him 8 times this week. It's just been a busy week of referrals and people needing roofs and needed help with one of our friends that's going to build a whole new office. They called, and I know he's works with a couple of really good general contractors. I said, who do you recommend for a big commercial job, And he gave me the recommendations, got him over this week. But Tim's a great guy. The whole team is. Melinda's birthday was this week, so wish her a happy birthday if you call. Still a week later. It's fair game. Wish her a happy birthday. So Melinda's his better half, by far his better half. So Tri-County Roofing, though, if you have a low-pitch or flat-pitch roof, commercial buildings, or your residentials, they'll take care of you. They have been in business since 1971, doing just tons and tons and tons of roofs. So glad to have them sponsor the show. They've been doing it for about 13 years now, and they stick to it. They're good people. So you can link to them right on our website, thegss.com. But now Jake wants to talk to you about some rebates coming your way if you want to go out and spend some money.
Yeah, if you're saving up that tax money, you get your tax rebate back, your tax refunds back.
Everybody's trying to save money right now because of inflation going up,
And I mean, the money you save in the guns will pay for your gas at the pump.
There you go. Good way to think of it.
Right? You never know. It'll pay at least maybe a little bit of gas.
Some of it, yeah.
So we used to do this all the time, and I've kind of dropped the ball on it, and I realized that, because I saw a sign this week for a rebate, and I thought, man, I forgot about this.
Yeah, we used to list all the rebates
there going on right now?
At least we're not talking about recalls.
Yeah, there are some of those, but that's usually the recalls I'm seeing now are certain boxes of ammo, stuff like that.
Oh, so, I'm still dealing with that TSOS recall. Yeah. The problem is, and this is a weird thing to happen, our TSOS, we bought a matched pair of TSOS 10mm Night Stalkers. Beautiful handguns. Nice 1911s. They are simply just souped up 1911s, Cerakoted. And ends up, they got some problems. Well, TSOS doesn't send them in through EAA or whatever it was anymore. They're straight from TSOS now in Turkey. So now they can't seem to tell me if I got to ship my guns back to Turkey to get them fixed. So I pretty much decided this week to investigate around to see who the best guy I can find to work on 1911s is. And Rob's going to take a look at him at Williams Gun Site this week for me and take a look at one and say, can you determine a bad part in this gun? What, I can't see it with my eye. There might not be anything wrong with our guns, but we've shelved them ever since.
With voluntary recalls, it's not like Springfield XDS's where they were going off. SIG still has not issued a recall for their P320s going off. So
yeah, this is a voluntary you gotta bounce them at the perfect way to make them go off,
Yeah, yeah.
So
even revolvers will do that.
I've never had a problem with the P320. I still love those guns. I love the way they feel, love the way they shoot. 9mm, 10mm. I mean, I've had a lot of fun with them. When it was a SIG P250s, when they came out, 16 years ago, we were loving them, and then they pulled them off the market and reintroduced them as the 320, a more improved version. The magazine still fit. What does that tell you?
Yeah,
they built the same gun. They just highlighted it, made it different. We had a couple problems with extractors on our P320s. They kept blowing up on us. But what do you do? You know? So anyways, but we want to talk about rebates today. So what's coming in? What have you seen so far with cool rebates this week?
Yeah, well, if you've been on the lookout for one of those Colt, the new Colt double action revolvers.
Ooh.
King Cobras, the Pythons, Anacondas, even the Kodiak and the Grizzlies.
I love that Kodiak.
I know, 4-inch ported 357. It's a great
gun. I haven't held
gun.
A Grizzly.
It's just an Anaconda. It's just a short Anaconda.
Short Anaconda, is that what it is?
Or maybe it's the other way around. Whatever, Grizzly or one of the two. Whatever one, they have them in 357. The 44 they also do in a 6-inch ported as well. Whatever one that is, the Kodiak or the Grizzly. I feel like it's Kodiak, because isn't a Kodiak bear bigger than a Grizzly?
I don't know.
I don't know. They don't have a polar bear one. That's like the biggest. So, but they just came back out. Anyways, with all these and the
I'm surprised they came out with the bear names instead of snake names. You know?
Well.
What do you do? There's not a bigger
snake.
You've
already beat.
What are you, afraid of breathing dragon?
Yeah.
That would be the 500 Smith & Wesson Mag.
Right. So. Anyways, if you're looking to buy one of these, buying it new,
yeah,
right now the rebate's $100 off back. You get $100 back from Colt. You purchase it through June 30th. You have, I believe, until the middle of July to fill out the paperwork on their website, but you're getting $100 back.
That's great.
Now,
especially with the deals at Williams and stuff.
Yeah. Right now, if you're looking for a new 1911 from Colt,
yeah,
some of the Commanders, the Competitions, and the Defenders. And the Gold Cups in the 1911s, you're also going to get $100 back.
Wow.
So that's, Colts aren't always, they're not the most expensive. They used to be. Not anymore.
Yeah, they're not top of the line anymore. Now, you're Dan Wessons and all that, you're going to get into the real high-end 1911s.
Not cheap. You're closing in on some of these at, $1,000.
And get into a Delta Elite, you're, $1,200 or $1,300, right.
I didn't see Delta Elites on the list unless I missed
it. They usually don't put rebates on them.
So you get $100 back on these as well. And like I said, on the previous one, just fill them out on the Colt website.
Cool.
So through June 21st, so you've got another, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
A week? If you purchase from Winchester,
the 13th,
a week.
Almost under 9 days or so, 10 days.
So from Winchester, if you purchase a Wildcat 22, one of the Experts, an XPR.
Really? Or a shotgun?
The Super X pumps are the shotguns.
Oh, okay.
So, a Super X pump.
Okay.
You get $50 back. Now, this is I bought a lot of Winchester shotguns this way. Because you'll find stores, and especially like right now at Williams, Super X pumps, they're Turkish made. They're inertia pumps.
They're good guns.
They're good guns for the price. Yep. You're going to find them at $200 and some, maybe right at the $300 mark.
Right.
They're going to have, like Williams has right now, 10% promo. So you're taking $29 off, whatever it is. Plus you're getting $50 back on the rebates. So you're able to get a sturdy 12-gauge shotgun for well less than $250 out the door.
Awesome.
So this is a great opportunity. If you're looking for a shotgun, take a look at the Winchester Super X pumps now.
And that Wildcat, those 22 Wildcats are awesome. They're 10-22s.
They take 10-22 mags. Yeah. Most of them are threaded now. I think the Expert is the bolt-action Wildcat.
I think it is. I think it is. It's the bolt-action. It looks just like the X.
Now, what they could
do. Wildcats, but they're bold actions.
What Winchester could do is turn those into the Charger, since Ruger's not making 22 Chargers.
And if they're all threaded, it'd be a great little, especially in a bold action, a 22 bold action is threaded.
Yeah.
And you suppress it. And geez, Jake, how much are suppressors going for this week?
Oh, yeah, you get 10% off suppressors at Winners this week, too.
That's right. They were lined up the other day when we were there. Three people in a row got suppressors?
Yeah, right.
The same
in a row.
One. They were all getting a 22, up to 22 Magnum and 17 HMR suppressors, and they were digging it because they were getting an outstanding price on it. So, and we know that it's not taking long to get your paperwork done on suppressors now. So, jump on it if you can. So, that's cool. And it interests me is I still love Colt Defender 1911s. They're nice. When they got into this whole CQB thing where a lot of the fancy 1911s are souped up and they're painted tan and all that stuff, And I still like my black guns.
Well, everyone's trying to copy the Colts. Remember, Colt issued those ones for the Marines.
Yes.
Then they got recalled because the finish failed on them.
Didn't hold up as good
as they brought those back, and now everyone's trying to copy it. So, yep.
All right. So now, what else is going on?
Bond Arms. We don't talk about Bond Arms a lot, but they've got the Derringers. Depending on the model of Derringer, you can get $25, $50, or $75 back from the Derringers on their list. So if you're looking for
some really cool Trump Derringers out there right now, too, my friends have been looking for them.
Yep.
They're hard to find, but they're around, and you can order them, get them in. They got Donald Trump's head on the side of them. I mean, they're pretty cool looking. So,
now, Springfield Armory.
Uh-oh.
You get a free XDM in 10mm if you buy from a select list of the 2020 rifles.
The 2020 rifles are beautiful.
Now, they can't be the 22s.
Right. There's going to be your 308s and 6.5 Creedmoors and all that.
Yeah. The Waypoint model, the Red Line, and a couple others. There's a whole list on their website of ones to pick from.
Awesome.
But you get a free XDM. Now, these are not inexpensive rifles.
No, they're a couple thousand bucks.
You remember when Ford was giving away a Focus when you bought an F-250 or something? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So that's what Springfield's got going on. Now, SIG, if you buy a P320 or a P365 June 1st and August 31st, you get a free SIG Foxtrot compact flashlight for the gun.
Well, that's cute, you know.
So not necessarily a rebate, but you're getting something extra for
it. But Browning's doing a good thing. Save $75 on Satori's.
Yeah, and the Maxis twos.
And most people that are shopping for Satori's don't really care if it's $75 less, but it's Maxis twos are beautiful shotguns too. They're some of my favorites. And $50 on A5s.
I like the A5s. They're inertias. I like them.
And check out the rebates on Brownings. I mean, that's some good stuff.
If you're a hunter, if you're a hunting education teacher, you teach hunter's ed, they have more options. If you buy a Satori, a Synergy, a BT-99, a Maxis, or an A5, you get $100 back. Now, there's some paperwork to fill out for that, of course.
Yeah.
And a couple, and as you get down the line, if you buy a handgun, it's $25 and stuff like that. But
I was just looking
if you're a hunter's ed teacher.
I was just looking at the new Brownings at Williams the other day. Just beautiful stuff, man. They're just gorgeous.
The other thing, too, really quick before we go, if you're a big fan of your local 4-H shooting team, instead of getting the money back, Browning will actually issue a check to your local 4-H shooting team for
that. No kidding. Yep. That's awesome.
Yep.
And then Leopold's also offering $50 on all of their VX Freedoms.
Yeah, you get $50 right now back. $50 off.
And, you can't get a lighter, better scope. You know what I mean? I mean, I love the scope. So, hey, we got more show coming at you here in just a minute. So hang on tight for more of the Gunsmith Show on Saturday, the 13th of June.